If our fiery furnace experiences are the world, the flesh, and the devil, then how do we recognize or understand how these afflictions come upon us through the world, and how do we respond to them?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our radio broadcast, where we have been talking over the past several weeks about freedom in the fire, using the narration of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's experience in Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace. We said that our fiery furnace experiences come from the trials and tribulations of life, which come upon us through three sources: the world, the flesh, and the devil. As a matter of fact, the New Testament scripture refers to these trials and tribulations, or fiery furnace experiences, as baptism by fire, the experiences that God uses to mold us, to make us, to form us, and to break us into His image and likeness. In other words, God is doing a work in our life. And we go through these experiences through the world, or through the flesh, or through the devil, who comes against us now and then. Now, the Bible has a prescription of how to respond to these and how to get the victory, just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got the victory in the fiery furnace when, because of their faith and their faith confession, which brings possession, Jesus showed up on the scene in the furnace and walked with them and loosed them from their bondage. Notice that they were thrown, if you read Daniel chapter 3, they were thrown into the fiery furnace bound, but they came out of the fiery furnace unbound. They were free. They could walk free. So it was in the fire that they got their freedom. It was in the fire that they got to know who Jesus was. It was in the fire that the Son of God released them from their bondage. Where? During their affliction. Where did Jesus come on the scene? During their affliction, in the fiery furnace. Not only did they get the full revelation of the God in whom they believed, but even Nebuchadnezzar got saved and confessed who he saw in the furnace as the living Lord High God of Israel. Now, isn't that something? That it is through the fiery furnace experiences, or the baptism by fire, that we come into a face-to-face encounter with the Holy Spirit of Jesus, and where he will see us through and walk us through, so that we will walk out unbound and unscathed, unharmed. God has a purpose in it all, and he carries out his purposes according to these types that we see in the Old Testament, okay, which are a foreshadowing of things to come, both in experience and in operation. And so we learn from this that in the New Testament equivalent of the fiery furnace experience, the baptism by fire, the experiences, the flames of life, which come upon us, are through the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, we've been talking about the world in our last broadcast, and I want to continue today, understanding that that word in the Greek of the New Testament means, in actuality, the system. See, God is not against the world. God is for the world. He loves the world. The scripture says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should live, should inherit eternal life, in other words. And so God loves the world, and he would not ask you to hate something that he loves. So that word in the scripture of the New Testament for world has to mean something else. And indeed, if you will do a detailed word study, you will discover that it really means the system. That is, the system by which the world operates. And that system is a system of corruption and lust, as we will read. And so in 1 John 2:16, we look at the condition of the world, and it says, for all that is in the world, that is the system, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, that is of the system. And it goes on in verse 17 to say, and the world, the system, passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever, lives forever. I think you and I need to abide forever and do the will of God rather than chasing after the lusts of the system, the pride of life. You see, young lady, young man, child, listen to me. Old folks, listen to me. At some point, you must make a decision as to who you are going to follow. Are you going to follow the living Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, or are you going to follow the world? You have a choice. You can choose Jesus, or you can choose the world. But in our last broadcast, which you can listen to on our website, walkingempower.org, we said that you cannot have the world and all that is in it and of it and have God, because the world is at enmity with God. That is, the world actively hates God, the scripture says. And so you must make a decision. Here we read that the world is dying. Now, who are you going to choose to follow? Young folks, are you going to follow after the world, or are you going to follow after Jesus? Guess what? The world does not hold your future. Jesus holds your future. And without Jesus, you have no future. In John 15:5, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Notice what he said. Without me, you can do nothing, nothing, nothing. You need God in your life. God Himself is telling you, you need God in your life. And so, if we choose Jesus and to follow Jesus, we inherit eternal life and blessing. If we choose to follow the world, we inherit corruption. Look at how the world operates. 2 Peter 1:4. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, the world operates through lust. Lust means desire, but it's not just a natural desire. Lust is an unholy desire to possess those things which are not yours to possess, or to have those things which are not yours to have. So it is a sin to lust after things which are not yours to have or to possess. And yet the scripture says that when we receive Jesus, being partakers of the divine nature, we escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Why? Because Jesus justifies us to the Father. So it's justified, not sin. Now in 2 Peter 2:20, we go on to read, for if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are entangled therein again and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. In other words, you must make a quality decision about how you are going to walk your life out. Is it going to be in faith in the Lord Christ Jesus and committed to Him? A committed faith walk means that you will pray daily to the Father and the Son. It means that you will read Scripture daily or get in Christian community where you can hear it from others if you don't own a Bible, so that you can grow spiritually. It takes a commitment. But if you return to the world, once having given your heart to Jesus, the scripture says that your corruption and your lust will create in you a condition worse than when you first came to the Lord. So be sure that you make your decision and that it is a quality commitment that you plan on keeping in asking the Lord to help you walk. And He will for the asking, so that that doesn't happen to you, so that you do not backslide. Because the world will not help you. Only Jesus will help you. The world does not hold your future. Only Jesus holds your future. So in John 15:18, Jesus warns us, if the world hate you, you know that it hated Me before it hates you. So once you get committed to Jesus, you're not of the world, say. But you'll have to walk through the world and through the experiences here on earth, knowing that the world is not going to like you. But that's because you have been chosen by Jesus. Listen to what verse 19 says of John 15. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Listen to this, folks. When you come to Christ, it's because He has graced you. He has put His favor and love on you to give you the strength to choose Him. He has chosen you. You didn't do it by your own decision. He chose you for the kingdom. That is a precious gift. That is a precious blessing. And if Jesus is tugging on your heart, see to it that you respond. Scripture says, eye has not seen nor ear heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. How about that? God has something prepared for you if you will simply reach out to Jesus today. So Jesus warns us again in Romans 12:2 by the Holy Spirit and Paul, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to the system. In other words, not the world. That's a loose translation by the King James translators. It's the system by which the world operates. Okay, the governments. Okay, the entertainments. The lifestyles, etc. Okay? Here, the Holy Spirit says, be not conformed. Don't agree with that. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, your mind is your soul, mind, will, and emotions, psuche in the Greek. And how do you renew your mind? By the Word of God, by reading or hearing the Word of God. The Scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. See? So if you don't own a Bible, hear the Word. Through radio, hear the Word at your local church. Hear the Word through your community Bible studies. Hear the Word through people who do own a Bible. But hear the Word. That will transform you. See? That will renew your mind, your soul. Okay? That will separate you from the world to God, which is holiness. Separation from the world and separation to God is holiness. You see? In 1 Corinthians 2:12, we read, now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And then it goes on in verse 14 to say, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. See, you must be born again first. You must invite Jesus into your heart and into your spirit, and the Holy Spirit must open your mind to the truths of the Word of God, to the truths of the Scripture. Then you can see the world for what it really is. Otherwise, the world will fool you, and the world is undergoing death and corruption through lust, we just read a while ago. And because of that, the world, the system is dying, and Jesus is coming very, very soon to judge the system and all unbelievers who have rejected God. And that is prophecy in Scripture. And let me tell you something, folks. Over two-thirds of all the prophecies of the Bible have already come true with 100% accuracy. So think about it. And so, we need to be born of God in order to overcome the world. So here is the answer to the first part of the fiery furnace afflictions thrown at us through the trials and tribulations of life, the flames of life, which come at us through the world, the flesh, and the devil. And here in 1 John 5:4 and 5, the Holy Spirit tells us, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The word faith is an old English word which means trust, our trust. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The word believe there means trusts, that Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, is the Son of God, is Messiah, in other words. In the Arabic, Isa al-Masi, Jesus the Messiah, not prophet, al-Masi, the Messiah. Messiah is not a prophet only. Messiah is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Most High God, one with the Father. Yes. And so, the first answer to victory in the fiery furnace of the trials of life and the tribulations of life, of the system, of the world, is to be born of God. Why? That means to be born again. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart as personal Lord and personal Savior. Why? Because it says here in 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And you want to be an overcomer. In verse 5 it says, who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? That is, do you trust that the Word of God is true? Do you trust that God cannot lie? Because it is not me that is saying this. It is God's Scripture dictated through the prophets and the apostles by divine possession of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did it, not me. I'm telling you and reading you what the Holy Spirit has said. Do you trust the Holy Spirit of God? Or do you believe that the Holy Spirit of God lies? If you do, you're a blasphemer, and you need to repent. But if you take God at His word, Jesus said, unless you are become like a child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Do you know what that means? It means to be like a child, the way a child trusts his mommy and his daddy. A child trusts everything his mother and father tell him. He just trusts with an open heart. Jesus says that is the kind of faith or trust that is required to get into heaven. To just trust the Holy Spirit and trust that the Holy Spirit is telling you the truth. He is a father to you, and in many aspects a mother to you. He will never fail you. He will always trust you, and He tells you, yes, there are fiery furnace afflictions through the world system that give you trials and tribulations in life, but you have overcome through me, by your trust on me, by your belief on me, Jesus says. He says, I have overcome the world. So God will see you out and see you through your fiery furnace affliction that comes on you through the world system. Whatever happens to you in your family, whatever happens to you at work, whatever happens to you on the job, whatever happens to you as far as your health is concerned or anything else, whatever happens to you through interpersonal relationships with other people in the world who are not of the kingdom and who have torn you down and dragged you down with them. Jesus has a way out for that. And by your believing on Him and trusting on Him, He will see you through. Will you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior right now, being willing to turn from your sins? Will you let Jesus deliver you from the world system and the people who are in it and the things that are in it to make you an overcomer through Him? He will build you up and see you through for the asking. Pray this prayer with me now, will you not? Open up your heart right now to the Lord Jesus Christ and reach out to Him that He may make you an overcomer, that you may walk out of the fiery furnace of afflictions given to you by the world system, that you may have the victory that He desires for you. Doesn't matter where you are or what you've done. Doesn't matter how you've been. There is no sin so great that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out of the pit and deliver you, just for the asking. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud with me right now, being willing to turn from your sins.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get yourself water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God, which will renew your mind, your soul, and transform you. I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. And the first evidence of Jesus' presence is the evidence of a changed attitude toward the things of God. You're on your way with Jesus. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.